of life.
You might get a refund if you're a Verizon wireless customer. That's the good news. The bad news is if you were planning your entire life to go to France and you're doing it next week or in the next month or two, you might have picked the worst time possible. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America's Night, the name of this show. We zig and zag all over the place, but I say it is the greatest thrill ride you've ever been on. You know, like, now it's all about the G-force when you get on these amusement rides. We got massive G-force on this show. And the good news is you're not shut out. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between or just sick of politics altogether. So you don't even want to mark yourself, stamp yourself as any kind of ideology. You have your own stripes. That's all good. So you can jump in whenever and participate, 800-259-5791. I'll say it again, 800-259-5791. If you can't get to the phone, flip us an email at americatonight.net. Would this make you want to come home if you were traveling or not even go on that lifelong trip? What about all the U.S. students that study abroad? Some of them might be packing their bags, particularly if their parents are a little nervous over this kind of vague travel alert for Europe because of these threats of a terror attack. It's that strange, elusive thing that I said we live within the United States. When you go to the airport, you see the sign, high alert. And what does that mean? It's like the colors we used to have, the red, the orange, the whatever. It's not a stoplight. How do you know? Oh, green, smooth sailing, no worries. We have no threats. It's okay. Like Abdullah Muttalib, when he was on the plane that was coming into Detroit, was there a high alert? Were the people that were on that plane thinking that there is a chance that this plane could be blown apart? And the answer is no. So this is Europe now, and dealing with people in the United States who either live there or are visiting there. The State Department really hasn't done that for Europe. Yes, if you go on the State Department's website, you can see other areas. You could look at, for example, I don't know, pick a place in Asia, and you'll see something maybe up there about unrest in certain governments or something. The State Department, though, is saying if you're traveling to Europe, be careful. To be aware that there might be a potential terrorist attack. And the advisory actually says, this is how it reads. Current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks. Oof. So the advisory doesn't name the potential targets. It just says that U.S. citizens are reminded of the potential for terrorists to attack public transportation systems and other tourist infrastructure. And this is the other part of this. It recommends that U.S. citizens take every precaution to be aware of their surroundings and register their travel plans on the State Department's travel registration website. Ooh. So this says to me what? That they don't want to scare people that this could be Mumbai all over again, only it's going to be in the middle of England or France? Or what does that mean? What kind of scenarios are you talking about? Are you talking about opening fire at airports in Europe? Are you talking about hotels or tourist attractions? You know, what are we talking about? And then there's this crazy twist to this whole thing. Okay, so now supposedly Osama bin Laden approved or gave his blessing for this attack. This really broke last week, and now it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And you've got all kinds of law enforcement people who are meeting, having these what they describe as high-level meetings to assess and weigh in on the appropriate responses to it. What are the appropriate responses? What do you tell people? You tell people to avoid these terrorist areas. What does that mean, though? If you're there on a tour, what does it mean? It just means that it means that not, the right things aren't being done. I mean, somebody needs to man up. That's what needs to happen here. It's ridiculous. I mean, are you kidding me? So who are we talking about? What are we talking about? Are we talking about, you know, are we talking about all the major tourist areas in Europe? It's crazy. And why isn't there, why after all of this time, isn't there some kind of a striker task force? You know, like the kind you see in the movies, like the crazy movies where you see that somebody goes in, okay, maybe it's not Sylvester Stallone anymore, but whoever it is, some Rambo-like group where you have cooperation from other countries and they're spilling information and sharing it. I mean, obviously there's some sharing of information going on, but what does this tell us? Nothing. It's like the Wizard of Oz. You just have Oz speaking, and that's, what does that mean? That we're spreading fear, or that there's no intelligence? You know, in England, they were originally saying that there was no intelligence to support that. So, is it just propagating the madness? I don't understand. And unfortunately, for some people, it leaves them with the decision, what do you think? Who do you believe? Should you go on that trip? Should you not go on that trip? I mean, aren't we always in danger of something happening if you're paying attention to what's going on in the world? You know, I don't know. Somebody said to me the other day, well, you know what? What if we got out of Afghanistan? What if we get out of Afghanistan? We don't play a part in anything that's going on there. But you know what the answer to that is? What do you think's happening now? It's too late. Pandora's box is ripped wide open, and it's all about the Middle East and what's going on in the Middle East and what centers from the Middle East, because that's the heartbeat of this whole thing. And whether it's true, whether it's exaggerated, who the players are that are involved, how big are the splinter groups, all that sort of stuff, there is no exact answer to this. And I have to believe that our officials have no exact answer for this either. Here's Congressman Pete King from New York on the terror alert.
We were briefed on it by the various counterterrorism units, and were told, you know, what the status was as it went along, probably going back about a month ago. We're well prepared, but the fact is, when something like this is being planned, it's important, I believe, for the American people to be told about it. I give the administration credit for issuing the alert. The fact is, these are real threats, and the American people who are traveling to Europe should be advised of them. These are always judgment calls. They're tough judgments to make, but I think right now they're striking the right balance. If more has to be done, then, you know, we can decide it then.
All right, there you go. If more has to be done. It's just the constant waiting game, and it's a question of, you know, it's a question of how safe you feel, I guess, wherever it is that you're traveling to, and we'll see where this ends up. Who knows? Who knows? I would believe, though, that this might take a chunk out of Europe's economy if there are enough people that decide they don't want to go through with whatever travel plans they have. Ooh, you think of the debt crisis and how much this will cripple some of those cities in Europe if people decide to shy away from it. Ooh, I bet there will be. I bet there'll be people that'll say, forget about it. I'll wait till a different time to travel. I'll re-rack my holiday plans. Coming up next, we're going to fill in the blanks on a couple of things, and we can count.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.1580. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.5028, $6.7514 for a half ounce, or $3.3757 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.5028, $6.7514, or $3.3757.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's going to cost you more than $7. Here's where we start on this version of We Can Count. Boy, the iPad is a big sensation with a lot of people, but I think really the iPad sales will soar even more when you get closer to, you know, like Hanukkah and Christmas. So Target has started to sell the iPad tablet, and they've got six different models. The 64 gigabyte versions, the Wi-Fi plus 3G, all the different versions of the iPad. And they're available in Target only. They start at $499. The iPad, is it worth it? Apple sold about 3.3 million iPads in the first 3 months on the market. And then probably sold over 5 million during the quarter that just wrapped up in September. But I think it's going to really, sales will really pick up even more, like I said, as you get closer to holiday time, because that's what some people will want to get for whoever, and maybe chip in. Maybe it's one of those things where people chip in for something if you're stringing together all those paychecks, because that's we're talking $4.99. It could goes way higher than that, but I think it's going to be a boon for Target for sure. The FBI, on the opposite side of things, says cyber thieves stole $70 million. So $70 million of what? Well, what they're saying is agencies in the Ukraine, the Netherlands, and England are tracking down the international cyber criminals who stole that money by using malicious software that captured passwords and account numbers to log on to online bank accounts. Oh, that's so scary, isn't it? At a little press thing they did heading into the weekend, they talked about this operation that they started in May of 2009 when there were some agents in Omaha, Nebraska, that were alerted to lots of money being stolen, the flow of it. Then there were bulk payments to 46 bank accounts around the U.S. And then the Ukraine side of things, they came up eventually after tracing this to five people that they thought were part of the thefts, and they have eight search warrants in this ongoing investigation. And this is so scary. It's where it all ends up. They're talking about who designed the software and who's used it and who what they call money mules, who transferred the stolen funds to some of these safe havens. And you know where these safe havens were? Hong Kong, Singapore, and Cyprus. So you could have been ripped off, and you could trace this through the Ukraine and then on through Hong Kong or wherever it ended up. In all, 37 people were charged with all of this, with conspiracy to commit bank fraud, money laundering, false identification, passport fraud, and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, the role in invading dozens of victims' accounts. 55 have been charged in state court in Manhattan. And the FBI said the software was known as an internet banking Trojan. And what that does is it steals the computer access information, which is what we put in, the usernames and the passwords for bank accounts, for email accounts, for social networking websites. And once they got access to the computer, when a victim clicked on a link or opened a file, they attached it to a what seemed like a legitimate email message, and that's how they were able to pull this off. Boy, and you know that there's others that are scores of people that are working on things right now. It's very frightening. It's like somebody told me the other day, and this is a good thing to pass on. Sometimes we have security experts. We've had some good ones on America Tonight over the last year especially. But a good thing to do is change your password up and don't make it obvious. So don't keep using the same password over and over again, even though it's easy for you to remember it. And there's a zillion things we have to sign into. But write them down somewhere. Put them somewhere where you can, if you forget them, you can have access to them in some secret place. But change them. If you change them, it's tougher for that to happen. And it's so scary that the access is ridiculously easy for the people who know how to log into this stuff. All right. You know, we're talking about online schools getting really big, like some people getting a degree from Phoenix, you know, the Phoenix University. Now they're talking about, I saw this somewhere on some television show, I don't know, it was a morning show, I happened to be up, and they're talking about, now that they're talking about students not having to go to school, not necessarily homeschooled, but online school. Meaning the person or the kids that are able to do this are the smart kids, though. It's not across the board for everybody at every school. That's starting to happen, though, that there are places where one of the fastest growing things we're seeing in education is this idea that you could go online and learn. In the U.S., 32 states have virtual learning. 25 states offer a full-time online education. Wow. And it's just an option for people that are, I guess, kids that are smart enough to keep up with it, to do the things they need to do remotely. And a lot of traditional schools are starting to offer online courses and use their own teachers to actually be part of the whole curriculum. Boy, that'd be strange, wouldn't it? Can you imagine you have like your, I can't even think about that. You know, like you're an 8-year-old kid and for 2 days a week, you don't go to school because you're sitting in front of the computer and you're learning that way. You don't even have to go in. I guess being a virtual student would have some advantages and some disadvantages, right? But I still think, to me, you have to have some kind of socialization, and you got to have some brick and mortar time in these schools. But hey, we may see, if it works, you may see more of an explosion in this kind of thing as schools get more crowded, and maybe you have people that stay home. And I wonder how you keep with all the cheating things that happen, I wonder if it's easier to cheat from home. Matt, what do you think? Can you imagine if you had been able to take some online classroom stuff from home and you didn't have to go into school when you were like in third grade or sixth grade or whatever?
I did an online class when I was in college.
Was that harder or easier?
I don't know. For me, it was about the same because I was pretty good at writing papers and I was also good at taking tests. It was homework where I failed at because I didn't want to do whatever. And so, I don't know. It was kind of, it's a 50-50 thing where you do more actual writing and work and all that for an online class, but you don't have to necessarily do as much like test taking. So, I don't know. But I don't know if it would work in elementary school. I don't get that at all.
I don't either. I think it'd be tougher for elementary school. I'm surprised that you'd have to be a really smart kid, I think, to follow along.
You would think it would have to be, because elementary school is more hands-on.
Yes.
So I don't understand how an online elementary class would work.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that'd be much tougher. And it's interesting, listening to Matt talk, I think I'd rather do the work than take some of the tests. You know, a lot of times kids that are bright have trouble taking tests, but they're good at all the other stuff leading up to it, and it's hard to prove that with the standardized testing. All right, and this is our last we can count. This one has to do with actor John Stamos. You know who he is, right? And he's not going to be part of this federal court deal in Michigan next week, but he says he still wants to be heard. And why? Because federal prosecutors are asking a judge to allow them to read a statement from him when two people are sentenced Friday for trying to extort almost $700,000 from him. In July, Allison Koss and Scott Cipolla were found guilty of conspiracy and using email to threaten a person's reputation. They were accused of demanding money from Stamos in exchange for turning over embarrassing photos of him. The FBI says there was no photos. And that, in fact, Stamos knew the woman for years. He met her in Orlando, Florida, in 2004 when she was 17. And, you know, why that happened and how they decided they thought he was going to pay it, I don't know. But they're definitely up for doing some time for it. And why they thought he wouldn't turn them in and just pay the money, they must not be thinking clearly. Stamos, by the way, now, if any of your kids watch this new big hit on Fox called Glee, he's a dentist on that show. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we got the latest of what's shaking in our own backyard.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Buy the case or buy the pallet, Sapaco's SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco's SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco's SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your SEPACO SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
We're less than a month before the midterm elections, where all of the House seats are up and 37 Senate seats and 37 governors will be elected in this country. So that's not much time. That means everybody left Washington in a hurry. I mean, and they flew out there. Their pens were still left standing where they left them, you know, where they were just kind of hanging on the edge because they didn't really do much work at the tail end of the session. Okay, school's out, kids. Go get elected. That means that there's a lot of debating going on, last minute baby kissing, running around, speaking to everybody and anyone if they're smart, whoever the people are that are running, both Republicans and Democrats, right? When I say whoever they are, we know who they are, but just pick a place, any place, and we'll talk about it, like Kentucky. This is a big one, and the reason it's a big race, it's an important Senate seat, but it's also the fact that you have the renegade Rand Paul. I say renegade in the sense that Ron Paul's his dad, a longtime congressman from Texas, and people know Ron Paul. But Rand is kind of his own man, his own brand. And he came out, and we had him on the show, and he decided to run, to go for it. And he picked up a lot of steam. He picked up the Tea Party on one side. And he picked up a lot of people that were listening to some of his suggestions. I think the best thing, one of the best things that he said, that he told us right in the very beginning of his run, was that he thought one of the biggest problems we have, it's like the health care situation that was so many pages, it was like War and Peace, that no way do you have a chance to really go through it. So there has to be a wait period on, a serious wait period on the bill, meaning not a log jam, but that there's more time to read what it is you're voting on instead of having a vote where you're just being filled in by staffers who are rapidly trying to dissect it. There would still be some of that, I'm sure. But I like that idea because I really get the feeling that certainly with healthcare, there was so much crap that was thrown in there, stuck in, stuffed almost like a calzone. You don't know what you're going to get when you cut into it, even though it says it's just going to be cheese and pepperoni. But there's more than that in there. There was way more than what was suggested in healthcare, what now became law, the healthcare health insurance reform, because that's really what it is. So I agreed with that. Now Rand Paul is saying, because there was a big debate that aired on Fox News Sunday between Rand Paul, the Republican running for U.S. Senate in Kentucky, and the Democrat, his opponent, Jack Conway. And Rand said he thinks that maybe the age for eligibility for Social Security and Medicare need to be raised a little bit for future generations to receive it. And Jack Conway said, no, let's not change the benefits for older people already getting them. That, yeah, the baby boom generation is getting ready to retire, but we're just going to, what Conway's saying is maybe we just need to cut it out. We just need to cut it. Wow. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know that there's people that feel like they've paid in forever and they don't want to see it go away. They want to see, what they want to see happen is that there's something there for them. There's something that they can count on. What Paul is saying is that we can't put our heads in the sand and just say we're going to keep borrowing more money. It's not going to work. So there has to be some kind of changes for the younger generation, so we just can't. And he's right. You can't keep putting it on the shelf. You can't just keep shoving it away. Most of the major issues for anybody running right now are spending, taxes, and, of course, size of government is another one that comes up, the whole jobless thing that goes into the economy. That's what most of the people running are contending with in their own backyard. So here's a snippet of Rand Paul and Jack Conway on the Social Security issue.
For the younger generation, there will be after changes in eligibility, and they've already started talking about this.
To do what he wants to do would be a 40% cut, and it would take the average Social Security benefit from about $1,100 down to about $700.
All right, round and round it goes, and what ultimately happens with Social Security, who knows, but also in Kentucky. Right now, he's a little bit ahead in some of the polls, meaning when I say he's a little bit ahead, Rand Paul's a little bit ahead. So we'll see. You know, the likely voters, that's what can always change once you go to the polls. Another big debate was was Meg Whitman, and she's running for governor, of course, in California, and the Democratic rival, because she's on the Republican side, Jerry Brown, they went back and forth over immigration. And one of the big thorny things for Whitman was the fact that she had a housekeeper who was an illegal immigrant, and that got really heated during a debate where they were talking about the growing population of California being, let's face it, Hispanic. They're both trying to score points, it's obvious, with their biggest voting block. A crucial voting block is the Hispanic vote. And they had a debate on Saturday. That was the first to air statewide on Spanish language television. And she said early on she can't win without the Hispanic vote. And the same thing, obviously, with Brown. And she was planning on using the debate to move on from this controversy about the illegal housekeeper that she had for 9 years, and she was going to try to get off of that, of course she was, and focus on the creating jobs thing and all that other sort of stuff, but that was just not going to die, and so they're trying desperately to push it away. And what the Democrats are saying is, boy, this is easy. She fired her in June of 2009, immediately after she said she found out the housekeeper was in the country illegally, but she refused to help when the woman asked for help pursuing legal residency, and she says that the decision was the right one at the time. And so now she's changed her mind on that, so that's a thorny one for her, and that's one that they're going to keep bringing up over and over and over again. All right, Rahm Emanuel has decided that he's done with the White House. He made a big announcement on YouTube on Sunday saying that it is true. In fact, he is preparing to run for Chicago mayor. They did a great parody, I think, of Emanuel on Saturday Night Live. So sit back, enjoy, and here's the lighter side for a few minutes.
Next on C-SPAN, yesterday, at a special ceremony, Rahm Emanuel officially stepped down as White House Chief of Staff.
Thank you. Hello. Good morning. Today, my administration says goodbye to a friend, a fighter, a warrior, a man you want in your corner when the going gets rough. A man who won't take no for an answer. A man who has twisted a few arms and poked a few chests. A man who knows no fear, but knows how to make others afraid. You know him as Rahm Emanuel, but to me, he will always be Rambo. Rahm will be replaced as White House Chief of Staff by Peter Rouse. Pete hails from Connecticut and is a lover of cats. Come on back, Pete. Give away, buddy. Nothing to be afraid of. But enough about Pete. Today belongs to Rahm. Rahm.
Thank you, Mr. President. As the President reminded us just now, I do have a certain reputation amongst my colleagues in the administration and Congress. Now, has my manner sometimes been a bit aggressive? Probably. Could my personality be fairly described as abrasive? Yes, it could. Do I lack even basic social skills? Absolutely. Does a little bit of me go a long way? Indeed, it does. In my job, have I at times used ugly strong-arm methods to get support for this president's agenda? Guilty as charged. But remember, there's a big difference between arguing a point passionately and committing actual physical violence. And that's a difference I completely lost sight of. Not in every case, but almost. And for that, I am truly very sorry. Now, Pete, come here. Come here, buddy. There's one piece of advice that I can give to you. It's this. Everyone in Washington is trying to kill you all the time. And it's kill or be killed. Are you ready to kill a man, Pete? Are you ready to choke a man over a vote?
I don't think so.
Because this is prison rules now, baby. Okay? On the first day, you got to walk up to the biggest congressman you can find and say, "Nice to meet you." And when he goes to shake your hand, you stab him in the neck with a pencil. And then you scream for everyone to hear, "I am Pete Rouse, but you can call me King Effin' Kong." If any of you ladies got a problem with that, I will fight you in the men's room. You ready to be King Kong, Pete?
No.
Are you ready to let the part of you that's human die?
No, I don't think I want this job anymore.
You can't cry, buddy, okay? If you cry, it's over. If you cry, it's Shawshank. Here, I want you to have this. It's a razor blade. Keep it in your mouth. Hopefully you'll never have to use it. But it's still nice to feel the metal against your gums.
All right, you gotta love that. Rahm Emanuel, known for swearing, putting his foot in his mouth at times. And Pete Rouse, the guy who replaces him, much more mouse-like. And they parodied that quite well on Saturday Night Live. Coming up next, how are our boys doing at the Ryder Cup? And what happened this week in the NFL? Did anyone nail the score?
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Shotgun snap coming. Kyle Tucker trying to get in there. The pass over the middle. Intercepted by Phillips. He's got it coming the other way. To the sideline. Phillips to the house. Touchdown! San Diego!
Football at the 38-yard line of the Lions. Out of the shotgun snap to Hill again. He throws it upside and a diving interception. Charles Woodson. He gets up to 48 to the 45-40. Right sideline. Good blocking. 15, 10, 5. Diving. Touchdown! Touchdown! Charles Woodson!
Lloyd, Gaffney, and Royal, trips left. Grand standing up at the tight right. Gordon in the gun. Four-man pressure. Kyle looks, throws, pass.
It's going to be caught. Buck Calder is into the end zone. Denver touchdown.
59 yards out. A franchise best and personal best. Now the placement to kick up on the way. Scobie's got it. Plenty of distance.
It's crushed.
And he got it from 59 yards away for the win. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. 59 yards!
That was a big one for the Jags. Scobie's 59-yarder capped that win 31-28. How about Denver over Tennessee? There was some excitement there, 26-20. Baltimore continues on their roll. They beat Pittsburgh. I say their roll. They picked up another win, 17-14, so they got three in the bag in the win column. And the Jets, baby, they are looking pretty good to me. Mark Sanchez has thrown 8 touchdowns and no interceptions in the last 3 games. So the Jets knocked off Buffalo 38 to 14. It was an interesting day, I think, in the NFL, to say the least, and that's where we start here on Sports Shorts. We're going to also take you across the pond and on to the links, as it were, to talk about the Ryder Cup. Also, we're going to look at Major League Baseball and the playoff stage being set. Some big victories there that'll make a difference that we'll talk about. Let's just say Giants. But nailed the score. The game was the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Washington Redskins. So in the end, what happened? Here are some of the highlights.
Ryan Terrain, the running back, takes the handoff, left tackle, breaks the tackle at the five, and he's in. Ryan Terrain off left tackle and 12 yards for a touchdown. Eagles miss tackles along the way. Back goes McNabb. He is firing and it is caught for a touchdown, and running in for the touchdown is Chris Cooley. He had Cooley streaking down the center, led him perfectly for a 31-yard score, and the Eagles are down by a pair of touchdowns. Six back, he's looking, he's pumping, he's going to run. Penalty flag thrown as Vic is across the 10, across the 5, and Vic is down at the 1, but it may be holding against the Eagles. Vic had Redskins diving and missing left and right, and he is slow getting up. Vic is slow getting up.
Yeah, slow getting up, and that's what happened. Michael Vick was forced out in the first quarter with chest and rib injuries in his first start in front of the home crowd. He was actually looking good after the Eagles started to settle in because the first quarter was ridiculous. Washington put 14 points up on Philly, so it was 14-0 in the first quarter. But then Vick is out. So now all of a sudden what you have is Kevin Kolb, who was supposed to be McNabb's successor all along, Donovan McNabb, the longtime Philly quarterback, getting traded to Washington, picked up by Washington. So for him it was like a chest-beating moment because the Eagles, of course, lose this one 17-12. Now what all of you care about listening to America Tonight is what happened in Nail the Score. A lot of people calling. It's terrific. It's been a lot of fun this season so far. This is our fourth game. Nobody nailed the score. My crazy guess was the Eagles. What a homer guess. 27-14. Didn't even come close to that, obviously. There were some of you that picked the Skins, like Richard in Kentucky, who said 24-21. But nobody nailed it. Even Jose in Kentucky, he had 27-14 for the Skins. But alas, it was a low-scoring affair. That was the big thing here. A lot of zeros put up on the board, and what a crazy moment, I think, for McNabb, who actually got a standing ovation for all the crap that Philly fans get about being horrible and throwing batteries and booing Santa Claus and throwing snowballs and all this stuff. They applauded Donovan McNabb, but that might have been an in-your-face moment to the management of the Philadelphia Eagles, meaning Jeffrey Lurie. Matt, what a crazy finish to that Eagles game. What a crazy game, the fact that Vic goes out, and then, of course, Kolb comes in, and he looked terrible.
Yeah, the supposed heir apparent did not look so well. And once I was telling you this off-air, once McNabb... I mean, he saw that Kevin Cobb's in the game, and he's struggling. McNabb probably took a lot of pride in that.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he did, because you have to realize, too, with McNabb, 11 years for McNabb in Philly. He leads the Eagles to 5 NFC Championship games, 1 Super Bowl. I mean, they lost it, but he led them to the Super Bowl. And remember, that was a loss of 24-21 to New England. It killed me. But nonetheless, they were there, and that's what they lost by. So here this replacement guy comes in, and look how it turns out. And, of course, Cole just looked terrible. So we move on from that to Major League Baseball. And for anybody listening, I know there are people in California that listen to us. What a great moment for Giant fans. I used to have a lot of friends that were Giant fans back in the day. And now there is certainly reason to cheer. And you know what? Before we get to that, I think we actually have, because I said Donovan McNabb got a standing ovation. Let's hear what McNabb had to say.
Well, it felt like, you know, I've been driving across the Walt Whitman and coming to park in the players' parking lot and, you know, getting ready for a game. That's kind of been my routine for the last 11 years. So, you know, although we rode the bus in and stayed at a hotel far away, the thing about it is, you know, when you come into a game like this, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what happens through the middle of the game or through the course of the game. It's about winning. And we were able to do that today.
All right, and see, the reference he made there was a local reference going over the Walt Whitman Bridge. Went over it many, many times. All right, how about this? It's Major League Baseball, and the Giants, talking about the Giants getting rid of the Padres. Here's some of that sound.
Curveball line, center field, base hit. Scoring is Gonzalez, and Hudson does indeed help his own cause. An RBI and a 3-2 lead for the Braves.
0-2 pitch. Slider. Steve right recalled. Braves win. The career of Bobby Cox lives for at least 48 more hours.
Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. Well hit. Back there. Out of here. Buster Posey. Solo homer pumps his fist as he rounds the bases, and the Giants have picked up an insurance run. San Francisco leads it 3-0. Pitch, swing and a miss, and the San Francisco Giants are champions of the West. It came down to the final game of the regular season, but the Giants are back in the postseason for the first time since 2003.
Wow, and because of that, the Braves beat the Phillies 8-7, but it wasn't about that Phillies game. It was about waiting for the Giants to win. You heard the reference to Bobby Cox, who's managing, so how exciting is that? Into the playoffs for a record 16th time. What about what's going on with the Ryder Cup? Corey Pavin, who's the captain, can't be happy because the backs of the Americans are certainly against the wall. Here's what he had to say.
Their session's going pretty nicely for Europe, so... you know, we're just going to have to go back tonight, rest up, and come out and fire at them tomorrow. And we're down in all six matches. I haven't seen points given for matches that are through four, five, or six, seven holes. So we're going to come out and try to turn those around and turn the momentum back in our favor.
It was a huge Sunday for the Europeans. A terrible, terrible beating. The Americans, Tiger Woods, looked terrible. I can't say that word enough, obviously. Phil Mickelson, brutal as well. So Europe's up 9.5, 6.5 before the final day, which, of course, is Monday. I mean, pretty much it's all over. It'd be a miracle. Europe needs to win only 5 of the 12 singles matches to reclaim the gold trophy. So the Ryder Cup and playing in Europe again, not a good combination for the Americans. I cannot imagine that they'll be able to win this. It was tough. I mean, rain certainly beat up the course, and so we had long delays in Wales and the course that they were, where they've been playing this out, you know, a five-hour delay and pushes it into Monday and all that sort of stuff. But this is a beating. I mean, the Americans are getting drummed, no question about it.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.